This week, we prepare for our second practice of prayer, breath prayer. Breath prayer has been practiced for millennia as a way to live out Paul's instruction to pray without ceasing. It provides space for us to ponder the nearness of God and to allow the truth of His character to deeply saturate our hearts. As you begin today's practice, settle into a comfortable position, whether that is leaning back in a comfortable chair, sitting on the floor, casually walking through your neighborhood, or simply driving down the road with the hum of the road noise around you. This week's scripture reading is John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18. As you listen to the passage, notice if any attributes of God or names for God jump out at you. Pair that attribute or name with your inhale. Pair your exhale with how you want to hold on to this truth in your own life. Let me give you two examples from reading only the first verse of this passage. The verse states, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." As I breathe in, I may say silently to myself, "Shepherd." As I breathe out, I think, "I am your sheep." For the sake of modeling, I will now practice this out loud, but know that your breath will be smoother if you just think that word or phrase on your inhale and exhale, rather than saying it out loud. Shepherd, I am your sheep. Or, as I breathe in, I might think, Good Father. And as I breathe out, bring home my lost child. I will now practice for you again. Good Father, bring home my lost child. Good Father, bring home my lost child. Now it is your turn. I am going to read John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18 in its entirety. I will read it twice. Then, in rhythm with a slow, deliberate breath, inhale the attribute that the Spirit has impressed upon you from the reading, and exhale a praise or prayer to God regarding that attribute. Repeat this prayer as you continue to inhale and exhale in the moments of silence that follow. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. I will read the text one more time. As I read, pay attention to the words or attributes the Holy Spirit impresses upon your heart regarding the nature of our triune God and His concern for you and those around you. am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. In the moments that follow, allow your prayer to correspond with your inhale and exhale. On your in-breath, repeat your chosen attribute of God. As you exhale, offer how that speaks to your life today, or the truth you need to hold on to today. I will begin with you with an example. Inhale the attribute. Exhale the promise. Inhale, shepherd. Exhale, I am your sheep. Shepherd. I am your sheep. Shepherd, I am your sheep. Inhale the attribute. Exhale the promise. Continue in this posture of praying for the next few minutes. As we end our breath prayer today, know that you can do this at any time. You do not always have to have scripture guiding this prayer time. As long as you can recall an attribute of God, you can practice breath prayer. We hope you will continue this practice throughout the week. If you have any questions regarding this practice of prayer or last week's practice, email me, Katie Smith, or revisit our Rediscovering the Cross webpage for more information. I look forward to praying with you next week.